one. Each time you close your eyes, I've heard it said that dreamers never lie. You've been talking in your
home. Phoenix FM and Paul Golder playing a ton of 70s songs, including that one from Lindisfarne. That was Run for Home. Much more of a traditional rock song. They were more known for folky stuff like Fog on the Tyne. And I always found that one just a little bit cheesy. Hey, we're cool rock stars. But, you know, burnt onto the old brain because my sister played it over and over again when we were at home. Crystal Gale before that, Talking in Your Sleep. And a track now from the 1978 debut album from The Police. I always kind of feel like The Police were a bit underrated. I know they sold millions of records. They probably still got a lot of fans all around the world. But you never really hear them much when people talk about the 70s and 80s. Which is a shame because I think all the way through their career they had some fantastic songs. Their first album was on A&M, reached number 6 in November 78, and this was a very early single of theirs, Can't Stand Losing You.
I can't hate to do it, I hate to do it, I hate it, I just can't take it.
I'm so sorry.
Phoenix FM playing a ton of 70s tracks today. Now that's a song from 1977 called You're Moving Out Today from Carol Bayer Sager. And I remember that song getting a lot of airplay on Radio 1 at the time. And I think it's absolutely hilarious. It's full of, well, not double entendres, but maybe expressions that maybe people wouldn't really understand. It never got banned by the BBC, so they obviously didn't understand what rubber hose was or funny cigarettes. Certainly managed to get Spanish Fly past the censor. But she's describing throwing someone out of her house who she's decided is lazy and doesn't want a relationship with him anymore. And it's incredibly specific. I mean, in the lyrics, your funny cigarettes, your 61 cassettes. She's counted his cassettes and he's got 61 cassettes. I think that's absolutely brilliant. He's got a portrait of the Queen. I mean, I assume he's some American guy. What's he doing with a portrait of the Queen? Pack up your fork and spoon. Please leave my Lorna Doones. How many Lorna Doones does a person have? Anyway, your map of Mozambique. She's chucking him out. And take your map of Mozambique with you. What on earth is going on with those two people? I absolutely love that song. Now, Carol was maybe a bit of a one-hit wonder. Certainly, that's the only single I can remember her charting with in the UK. That song reached number one in Australia, by the way, just as an aside. But she wrote some really classic songs. Groovy Kind of Love, which was a hit for the Mindbenders and Phil Collins after that. Arthur's Theme, Christopher Cross, she wrote that on my own. Patti LaBelle, Michael McDonald. She's written songs for Barbara Streisand, Rod Stewart, Dusty Springfield, Leo Sayer, Frank Sinatra, Dolly Parton. Sold absolute millions. But I think for me, that was her finest moment. Oh, and she was married to Burt Bacharach as well for 9 years. That probably helped her a bit too. Anyway, absolutely loved that song. It's fantastic. Before that, Jonathan Richman, An Egyptian Reggae. Now, originally, that song was called None Shall Escape the Judgment, which sounds a bit serious. 1973 song by Jamaican musician Earl Zero. But that was a instrumental version which reached number 5 in the UK charts. Next up, well, earlier on we played a track from Peter Skillen and I said that did sound a bit, it's kind of like an turn of the century, 1900s. You can imagine it being sort of soundtracked to The Great Gatsby. And here's another song like that from the Alessi brothers, otherwise known as Alessi. Two twins, Billy and Bobby, had a massive hit in 1977 with this one. Top 10 hit in Belgium, France, Netherlands, Ireland and the UK. This is O Lorry.
I'd like to stay in love with you all summer and after fall. I'll keep you warm through the winter. Ooh, God noticed one thing. And run away.
Do I
chase you through the meadow?
Do
Phoenix FM and Paul Golder. A couple more rocky songs from the bottom end of the 1970s. The Jam and When You're Young from 1979. Now, they didn't release that as a single, but if you ever bought their albums, you know how many great singles they had on there. How many great songs that never got released. Boss Skaggs before that and Lido Shuffle. Another fantastic piece of power pop. This next one's a single that I bought as a youngster. I was still at primary school. Saved up for it with my pocket money and probably went down to Kelly's Records in Romford. That's where I used to buy my singles at the time. Either there or downtown. Folk band who had this one hit, and believe it or not, they're still going. They actually grew out of the ashes of the Yardbirds in the late 60s. This song was released in 1978, reached number 10. The band are Renaissance. This song's called Northern Lights.
Beckon me, learn. gentlewoman, Soho clean. Thought that you were never coming. 17, completely new sensations, someone's dreams created your perfection. All the girls,
girls just love to hate,
and all the boys,
all the boys just wanna make her want,
they want you. A permanent reaction,
reaction
makes your scene. Now you're caught in her reflection.
Reflection.
17. She's a beautiful mutation.
Mutant.
We sow the seeds of a future generation. Boys love future girls.
You're listening to Phoenix FM with me, Paul Golder, playing 3 hours of 70 songs today. That was a new wave band from 1979 called The Regents. It was really the only top 40 hit they had. Reached number 11, it was called 17. Two of the members of the band, Big Brack and Martin Scheller, married each other, and their son Oscar Scheller is now a recording artist, and we played his stuff on the show from time to time. And before that you would have heard Clout and Substitute, another one of those bands who only ever seemed to have one big single. They were actually from South Africa at a time when you couldn't really talk about South African this and that because they were under a lot of boycotts. Originally they were an all-girl band, and that was actually an arrangement of a new arrangement of a Righteous Brothers song. Number 2 in the UK, but number 1 in South Africa, New Zealand, Germany, France, the Netherlands, Sweden, Austria, Denmark and Belgium. Well, the statistician works overtime there. Going to squeeze in a few more songs before the end of the show. This is The Skids and Working for the Yankee Dollar.
Who were that?
FM and Paul Golder. Well, thanks for staying with me for the last 3 hours or so. I've played a variety of 70s song, lots of different genres. You just heard Olivia Newton-John and A Little More Love. I'm an absolute sucker for that song. I absolutely love it. The Undertones before that and Jimmy Jimmy from 1979. And before that, a song you might not know unless you were a regular listener to John Peel at the time. That was Spiz Energy and Where's Captain Kirk. Now, that was the first track to reach number one on the UK indie charts in 1979, where it stayed for 7 weeks. When I've come to the end of my time, I'm going to leave you with an American classic, Lynyrd Skynyrd and Freebird. Let's see how much of this I can get in before the time's up. Stay tuned to Phoenix FM for the rest of the day. We've got some great shows coming up. And check out the schedule at phoenixfm.com and you might find some of my other shows on there. See you later.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.